We begin in the Pendleton Whiskey Bucking Shoot.
Ryan Solo has a lot of intensity.
The kick on this
one.
Yes. Into the eight. Come on. All day long.
On this team, we fight that itch. On this team, we tear ourselves and everyone else around us to pieces for that itch.
Coming in at 320 kilobytes per second, it's time for Matty C's Sports for you and me.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with.
All right, everybody, Matty C Sports for you and me on this lovely morning. I got right here Bull Rider from New Rigold, Pennsylvania. And he recently just won in Pennsylvania in Reading. We have Grayson Cole, professional bull rider on the PBR Velocity Tour. How you doing this morning?
Good. I'm doing good. Just got my morning shower at a truck stop.
You Cowboys, man, you guys know how to do it old school.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's great that how popular the sport is, but I feel like people much more need to know how great of a sport this is, and that it's not just being on a bull, and it's not just being on a bull for 8 seconds or trying to get on for 8 seconds. So, I mean, do you feel like it's gaining the popularity?
Yeah, I think it's getting more popular, definitely. We've sold out a bunch of crowds this year on the PBR Velocity Tour. I know they have up on the higher tour on the Unleash the Beast. They've been selling out crowds. So it's definitely growing. And I think the whole after COVID thing, when everyone wanted to get out of their house finally and they're allowed to, I think that's really what's pushing it. And then just people are starting to finally learn about it and just hope it keeps going up.
So, I mean, you just won in Red, like I said to everybody at the Boot Yarn Reading Invitational, you won that one. And then before that, you won in North Charleston, South Carolina, and you won the Collision at the Coliseum. So, how you feeling about just doing what you do and not, you know, is it a pressure knowing that you've won two in a row? I mean, just by how difficult this sport is and winning two events back to back.
Oh, it's very difficult, and it's even harder to win in your hometown. So I grew up 20 minutes from Reading, so that's basically the closest I'm ever going to get to riding at a PBR close to home. But you put your own pressure on yourself, like even after you win an event that's far away from home. You put so much pressure on yourself because you proved you can do it, and you want to keep doing it to prove to everybody else that you belong there.
And you definitely belong there, man. I mean, you're doing what you do, and you know, it must be so. How fun is it really, or how scary is it? Is it more like just jumping into it with like the craziest adrenaline going?
I try to keep pretty calm when I go, when I crawl off in the bucking chutes. But a lot of guys, they need to get pumped up. Some guys stay calm. It's all personal preference, but I know if I stay calm and then I kind of, as soon as I sit on the bull and I'm taking my wrap, that's when stuff's starting to heat up. That's when my motor's starting to get going.
And to stay on that bull, man, I don't know how you guys do it, man. Even with the rope and, you know, bucking up with your glove and stuff like that, like, it's amazing.
Honestly,
to me, that
it's not supposed to be doable.
That's for sure, man. And I mean, the tours you guys do is just like amazing to me, because you're going from, like you said, South Carolina, you're going to Reading, Pennsylvania, next day you're going to Cedar Park, Texas, then you're going to Memphis, and then you're going up here in Worcester. Is that even takes a toll on your body? Like, that's what people don't understand.
Yeah, I'm actually, so I just drove from Reading. I left Saturday night from Reading, and I headed straight to, I need to be in San Antonio, Texas tonight. I'm about 3 hours away from there right now.
Oh my God, man. So no transportation for you guys on the Velocity Tour?
No, not really. And I don't fly that much anyway, so I'd rather drive it.
So with Worcester, how do you feel about going there? I mean, in the COVID era, just before, you placed second in that event.
Yeah, that was actually so I went to two events before that when I first hit 18, and I totally was not ready. But then that was my first event back after those two events that I was totally not ready for right when I hit 18. And I got in actually through an alternate spot because someone didn't show up. So they called me and told me to come up. So I went up and everything went really, really good there. And even last year I did really good there too. I think most of the time whenever I'm up there, it goes pretty good. So.
So I think you should come up more.
Yeah.
And, you know, with up in the Northeast, you know, whereas I see that it's starting to gain a lot of popularity in up here, because it's like, wow, this is like a new sport that we haven't seen before. You know, it's not just an event to bring the kids. Don't get me wrong, it is, but
yeah,
you know, now people are, you know, educating themselves. So, I mean, for me, it was kind of confusing when I first saw it, because it's like, well, where'd that guy go? Well, he went up. And then this guy, where is he? Oh, he went down. Like, it's such a fluctuating sport. Like, how do you even deal with it? Like, you could be in Unleash the Beast the next time they give you the call up.
Yeah, like I was supposed to be in Tulsa and then Eugene this coming weekend, but I turned them down so I can go to Reading. And then since I'm in San Antonio Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday here, and then on Sunday I'm in San Antonio also, going to Cedar Park just made more sense to me since I was already down here. So it's kind of just trying to connect everything, connect the dots almost at last minute times.
So you're going to drive all the way from Texas to probably Pennsylvania, then to Massachusetts after that?
Yeah.
That's unreal, man. Like behind the scenes stuff that nobody knows. They think
And I actually got to go to Perry, Georgia before Massachusetts.
Grayson, I have to say that's more power in you than it. That's a tough dude right there. That's dedication, driving all this way, living in that car, I'm sure, man.
Yeah. Last summer I lived out of this car for 2 months, slept in the back seat, and kept going from rodeo to rodeo.
That's unbelievable, man. That's the most dedicating story I've heard, man. That's the longest 8 seconds, I'm sure.
Uh-huh. Oh, it is. Sometimes it feels short but sometimes it is long, 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 and you're just riding, riding, waiting for it, and it just don't help out.
So for people that like really don't know about the sport, I mean, like I said, it's not just about the 8 seconds. Like in to prepare for this, like what do you have to do to prepare? Like, say you're at Worcester, like what does it take for you to prepare for this that event?
I mean, for me, I'm a pretty simple person. A lot of guys like to work out and all that good stuff. I'm way too busy to be working out, and I'm usually sore anyway, so I don't work out too much. I try to occasionally just to keep, if I'm usually like this, November and December, we don't have too much going on. So those are the 2 months I'm kind of trying to push myself to work out at least a couple times a week and trying to stay in shape because we don't really have too many shows throughout them those times. But for me, it's pretty much just show up. We'll get there, hopefully, first, and then get in the locker room, pay my entry fees, pay all that good stuff, and then get in the locker room, chill out, change into my gear, stretch a little bit, and just hang out and bullshit with everybody.
Well, there you go, man. And, you know, does your, like, your family, do they support this with you and your sport, or, like, was it difficult for them at first or anything like that?
So I started when I was 7, so my family was totally fine with, like, me riding and everything. Like, they – I mean, my mom was scared at first, but then so many years doing it, she's all right now. But when I graduated high school, my mom was wanting me to still ride bulls, but she was wanting me to go to college, like, rodeo college. And then she was wanting – if I didn't go to rodeo college, she was wanting to get – like, wanting me to get a really good job and so on and so forth. But – I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to just ride bulls on the weekends. I wanted to pursue stuff. So then I ended up moving out 17 right after I graduated, and then just kept rolling with it.
My God, man, this is your life sounds crazy, man. It sounds absolutely crazy. Oh my God. And with that, like, were you happy to see, I'm sure your family went to the Pennsylvania show. I mean, is it an extra boost? Like, did they give you the boost to get you the win?
It's definitely an extra boost, but it's also a little bit more pressure because you want, like, I went into that knowing, I went into this year with finding out that they were doing that event, knowing that that is the one, if I have to win one this year, that's the one I want to win. But hopefully win a lot more this year.
Well, you're looking like you're doing very well in this right now. And, you know, people just think, like, you know, with the bulls, like, you know, they count as points too for this sport, you know, how they ride and all that stuff. So with that, is there one in particular bull that you're really going after?
On the Velocity Tour, we usually see a lot of different bulls, but the bull I rode in the second round in Reading, I actually been watching that bull for the past couple weeks, and everyone's been riding him. He looked really cool to get on, and then I finally drew him, so I was pretty excited. But yeah, there's always a couple bulls where you see them for a couple weeks and you're not drawing them, and then you finally draw them and you get to see what they're all about, to see what all the, see if you like them or not. It's just, we usually don't have, I guess some guys probably have like a bucket list of bulls that they want to get on and ride and so on and so forth, but me, not really. I mean, I just like all the bulls. So
that's it. And it's like the NFL draft. Like you don't know who you're going, and then you find out who you're going, you're like, oh, okay. Or, oh, all right. That's cool.
Yeah.
But
yeah. And we could have 2 stock contractors there with sets of bulls, or we could have 5 stock contractors there and sets of bulls. We get an email usually Thursday night with our draws before the event. So if it's a Friday, Saturday event, we get them the night before. And that's when we find out what we got.
And that's what's funny to me is, you know, I talked to my producer and he tells me I'm doing the Worcester show. And I said, you know that this program doesn't mean anything to me because the bulls and the riders change every single often. And he's like, yeah, like, I'm just showing you what it looks like. I'm like, yeah, I can get that at the show.
So, yeah.
I mean, like, this sport just amazes me that it's such a different thing. Like, you know, like, now you guys have helmets and stuff. And is it optional to a rider to just not wear a helmet? Or
so you have to be grandfathered in, so you have to be older than the PBR or as old as the PBR. So the PBR is 30 years this year, so you have to be at least 30 years old to ride in a hat. If not, everyone under that age. So, like, by the time everything happens within probably the next couple of years, every bull rider will be riding a helmet, which is smart.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, you had those guys going crazy on them things without helmets. I'm like, oh my God. Like,
I used to ride without a helmet. It's cool. You could definitely see a lot more, but it's definitely, it's a little more scary. Makes you try a little harder.
It's like your true test to see if you got it or not type of deal.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man. I mean, I'm just blown away by how this sport runs and how it's so indifferent from other sports of, like, you're not just having fun. You're really concentrating on what bull, what points they can give out, what, you know, the rider and where you can go from here. And it's just, it's an amazing thing. And, you know, I'm happy to have contacted you and say, hey, like, let's talk bulls.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this sport's literally the last kind of gladiator sport left of anything along those lines. So it's definitely cool to be a part of it. And I honestly never thought I would be able to be up at this level when I was three. I mean, all the way until I started riding. I mean, it was just, this is where I wanted to be. I wanted to be at the PBR. I wanted to be one of the top guys in the world and so on and so forth. And as I got older, I mean, high school road, I mean, there was times when I was growing up that I was scared of getting on bulls. And I mean, everyone's scared of it. I mean, there's a lot of things that can go wrong. But through my high school years, I was okay. I was a little bit better in my middle school years in high school rodeo and everything. But then kind of high school, I started getting a little bit in my head, fighting my head about it. And then finally, 2 years after high school is when everything started finally clicking. It was the summer of 2019. I won like 13,000 on this amateur rodeo tour that I was on all year. And my one buddy that made the world finals the year before me, Dalen Swearingen, he's now the world champion. He was messaging me all that summer telling me, you need to buy your PBR stuff. You need to go, you need to go, you need to go. And then I finally bought everything, started going, and then it's just been climbing the bracket every year so far.
I mean, man, you got three Velocity Tours and the qualifiers. You have three. You have the qualifier and the world finals. I mean, you have so many accolades in the sport that, you know, you got to continue that career, man.
Yeah.
And
yeah, I'm definitely excited to see what the rest of this year brings me and how it all goes. Cause so far it's pretty jam up right now.
Yeah. And I mean, to like how cool it was. I was like, oh, I'm looking for an image to find for Grayson. And I'm like, oh, that's the one with the finals patch. That must've been so cool. Like, you wear that with pride type of stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it definitely is.
So, I mean, what's the eating habit for you, man? Like, straight up steak?
I eat whatever. I mean, usually I'm on the road, so I'm usually eating fast food and all that good stuff. So I'm not a big on, I mean, I think I'm like 157 right now. I do weigh myself a bunch. I want to get to 155, but I can never get to 155. Those 2 pounds are the hardest thing to lose for me. So I'm about 157, and I don't watch what I eat.
So even more, man, to your story, just it's amazing how all this has come together for you.
Yeah.
So for this year, what is your goal besides meet me at Worcester?
So I'm wanting to win the Velocity Finals title. Like, I want to win the year end for that. And then that should give me an invite to the World Finals and hopefully go to the World Finals, do my job there. And then I'm also sitting really high in the PRC, which is the Pro Rodeo. I think I'm sitting at least in the top 10. I haven't checked the standings in a while. I was in the top 5 for a while, but I don't know if I dropped out of there or not. But sitting at least in the top 10 for that right now. And I really want to make the NFR through them. So hopefully the NFR win the Velocity title and make it to the World Finals again.
Good shit, my friend. Good shit. And yeah,
got a lot of them.
So are you looking forward to Worcester? You get to meet me.
Yeah, I am. I love going up to Worcester. I'm taking my girlfriend up with me to that one.
Awesome, man. Awesome. So you pretty much answered my question, what your goals were for the year. But is there any sponsors or anything you want to shout out?
So I actually just picked up one yesterday. So me and this guy have been friends for a while. He used to take Bulls to the Velocity Tour for the Bull teams. And I got on one of his Bulls. He's really liked me ever since. And then I actually just bought a two-year-old Bull off of him yesterday to Futurity with. And then he's like, hey, do you want a sponsorship? Which, it's not too much of a sponsorship. He's going to give me a free pair of chaps with his logo on them and everything, and I'm going to represent his brand for him for his Bucking Bulls and everything like that. But it's all just, you rub my back, I rub your back kind of deal. And I like that. I like to be able to help him. He helped me when I first got on his bull at one of the Velocity Tours. I think it was in 2020 or 2021. I think it might have been 2021. But he messaged me after that and just got in my head, like really helped me with everything. He made me understand everything a little bit more, pushed me, showed me that I could be something legit, and he believed in me. So I'll do whatever to represent his Buck and Bull brand for him, and super nice guy.
Well, Grayson, I really appreciate you stopping for a little while to come talk with me. It's absolute honor to be talking with you, and got nothing but respect for you and your craft in the sport. So I look forward to seeing you in Worcester. Hopefully you can meet up and shoot the shit, and you have some fun out there. And I want to see you with that belt buckle, bro. I want to see it.
Yes, definitely.
So where can everybody follow you at if they want to see your journey?
I forget what my Instagram tag is, but it's Cole something Grayson 601. Facebook. I have a TikTok, but I don't post too much on my TikTok. I post a bunch of my wrecks on my TikTok, but it's all on my Instagram, everything. So,
all right, man. So I will see you in Worcester on the 25th.
Awesome. Sounds good.
And everybody up here, if you don't got tickets, go get them. I think that show is sold out, actually.
Really?
If I'm not mistaken, I think it is.
Probably. They usually fill it.
So we will see you there, and people be ready. We're going to see this kid in action for sure.
Yes, sir.
But everybody, this is Matty C Sports. Grayson, Cole, watch out for him. Pennsylvania guy. He's repping this sport very well, and we hope to continue to see you put that belt buckle wherever you are.
Yep, we're hoping for a good rest of the year.
All right, brother. We'll see you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for watching Matty C's Sports for You and Me. Make sure to follow Matty C on MattCameron23 on Twitter, Matty C23 on Instagram, and subscribe to Matty C's Sports for You and Me on YouTube.
What the fuck is up? They ain't touching me for nothing. Gang shit is not my business. I ain't not the one to fuck with. I bring the flow, with lyrical stamina, rapping a million miles. One point I'm an animal, then I'm a cannibal, taking my pick and I pounce. Bold and serious, cold amphibious track murderer. A cup I need by no one, so I got my back. Vertebra, the heat is up, extinguisher. I got the track burning up. Don't think to touch, 6 feet's enough to get the match to combust. Diamond, strike it, ignite on any given surface, silent, callous, symbols that come.